to stock picks, gents, Wayne, what would you be buying at the moment?
Yeah. Going for American company CVS Health, came out with results yesterday. It's Hospital Group Health Group. Slightly, maybe a little bit disappointing results. They were quite good in a couple of areas, but not that good in other areas. But the outlook is actually very, very good. They're forming some alliances. And in this current situation with the rollout in America and all of the online people going online, and they ideally suited for this sort of healthcare at home in type of environment, and the price earnings ratio looks relatively low. So I think this is quite a good one.
Okay, CVS. David, how about you?
CVS is the equivalent of, it's a mixture between Netflix and Dis-Chem.
Okay.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah. And you, what would you be buying, Mr. Shapiro?
Now, you know, Wayne says I go to Dis-Chem for my face care products.
Male grooming products.
I go to L'Oreal or Estee Lauder. So I'm going for
okay.
L'Oreal. Really, really good on skincare products as well. And, you know, coming on the back of some very good numbers out of Estee Lauder as well. But I think stay-at-home people, the return of the Asian markets, pushing up demand for skincare, particularly online. So just to look at those as well. Even though Kering came out today, which is a luxury goods company with very disappointing numbers, it doesn't apply to, you know, to skincare and cosmetics and makeup.
Yeah, especially now that our Zoom calls have exposed every flaw in our face.
I think you can actually still hide a little bit on Zoom.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. David, Wayne, we shall leave it there. Thanks.
I'm a cat, yeah.
Yeah, get a good filter. That's all I'm saying. We'll have to leave it there. David Shapiro is from Sasson Securities. Wayne McCurry is from F&B Wealth and Investments. We'll be back tomorrow night at 27. Have a good evening. Thank you.